Last week, you heard me speak with one of the partners of Bowen Arts, who are bringing Vitorsky National Dancers of Ukraine to Canada for their 2010 Cross Canada Tour. The tour starts here in Vancouver this Thursday, October 7th. Tonight, I have the audio track of an interview that aired on Contact TV that I'll share with you, and it is involving both partners, Bohdan Tkachishin and Ken Kachmar.
Welcome to Center Stage. I'm Mikhailo Curry. As many of you know, the internationally acclaimed Vyrsky Ukrainian National Dance Company will be coming on a Canadian concert tour beginning October 7th in Vancouver, British Columbia. The tour is presented by Bowen Arts of Alberta. And today on Center Stage, we meet the two gentlemen behind the company, Bowen Arts. Bowen Arts is a relatively new company based in Alberta with one main goal, to present the finest talent Ukraine has to offer to audiences across North America and beyond.
We came up with that idea yet 2 years ago, and this was building and building until we started the company. It was a point in time that we already knew that Vyrsky could come out here. This would be the very first Canadian tour. They have been here 10, 12 years ago, but that was in the States and back and forth and whatever. This is a Canadian tour from Vancouver to Montreal.
Vyrsky has performed in more than 60 countries around the world over the last 73 years. I wondered if they were excited about the upcoming concert tour of Canada.
Oh, they're definitely excited. Oh, the Bantuk's very excited about it. We have 50 dancers coming out and another 6 crew, and the crew in backstage from wardrobe and lighting and technical part of it and stuff like that. The director, Victor, is coming out too at the same time with the group. And they're all excited to come out, and especially for Canada, because we, you know, here, majority of the Ukrainians that came out to Canada, Brazil, but compared to in America, we have many Ukrainians here. And we have many Ukrainians at this point in time coming to the Toronto area here. You know, there's continuously people coming in. So to expose that to the people, and I think bringing also Vyrsky here, some of the Ukrainians that have come from Ukraine, they'll say, this is home. This is home for them. They can come to the concert and say, this is where we're from, and this is what we watch. And be proud to all our Canadian Ukrainians of what Ukrainian dance is about.
Зараз є це покоління, яке вже виросло за незалежності. А це дуже важливо. Не буду все розповідати. І я би сказав, це моя особиста суб'єктивна точка зору. Но рівня виконавського, ансамблевого, як ансамбль, і індивідуально, і ви це побачите, хто прийде подивитися, ми такого давно не бачили. І мені це дуже-дуже приємно. Бо мій син теж танцює, і він міг би бути один з них, розумієте? Він дуже любить танцювати. Він якраз поки я от їжу з Кеном організовую, то він заміняє мене в нашій групі в Едмонтоні. І я, дивлячись на них, бачу його. Дивлячись на нього, бачу їх. Тобто це є те покоління. Я просто задоволений, що ансамбль на такому рівні. Тому ми хочемо зараз, не через 3-4-5 років, а зараз сюди їх привезти. Як нам вдасться, тобто вона має вдатися, але щоб люди побачили.
Vyrsky is known worldwide as the best of the best in the world of dance. Artistic director Miroslav Vantuk's credo is to keep the level of performance at top notch at all times.
Але саме головне, що він оцей знайшов контакт, крім робочого, бо я бачу, я ж там є дуже часто, як тільки в Україні, як в Києві. Між оцим молодим поколінням і ним це дуже важливо. Бо так, коли знаєте, моле покоління працює, бо треба працювати, а ні. І це, напевно, неможливо пояснити. Але я ще раз кажу, що багато років я слідкую, ну це покоління просто, і як вони разом танцюють, як це все, це звичайно дається з досвідом.
This is Virsky, and these are state dances, dances that were choreographed by Paul Virsky that they keep in their company all the time. It's just not a situation that they can just let go a dance like that. Okay, there's a lot more technical to do that. But there are some new pieces. I know definitely a gypsy piece that's coming in. I'm not sure if we did the gypsy here. But there's about four new pieces that they're coming in with. But we tried to get the top quality auditoriums right throughout all the cities, the major cities we could hit. Of course, we're hitting some smaller cities, but that's good because, for example, Prince Albert, Milford, these are smaller communities, Yorkton too, that don't get quality Ukrainian dance quality like this.
Virsky Ukrainian National Dance Company is simply the best in the world when it comes to Ukrainian dance. Don't miss your chance to catch them live on stage this fall. Tickets are on sale now, so don't delay. Get yours today. I'm Mykhailo Kury, Center Stage for Kontakt. See you next time.
And many thanks to Mykhailo Kury and Yuri Klufas and all the good folks at Kontakt for allowing us to rebroadcast that interview.